Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. I'm Steve Strang. Thanks for listening. Today, we're going to talk to Jim Baker, or maybe what I should say is that I had the opportunity to be with Jim Baker not long ago at his Morningside Ministry just outside Branson, Missouri. And right after I got on the campus, he took me around on a tour and showed me Lori's house and showed me different things. And I turned on my recorder. You know, I thought maybe I'd kind of do a moving interview with him, and I didn't really have an opportunity to take notes. And about halfway through our discussion, we were in Lori's house, and he started to reflect and pontificate on some things. And I just said to myself, this is good. I'm going to make a podcast out of this. So what we've done, it was not really a podcast interview. The recording is pretty good, as I think you'll hear. It's a little bit like I did with Pat Robertson, who was actually Jim Baker's mentor. But I was with Pat Robertson. He started talking about some really good stuff over lunch. And I said, hey, let me turn on my recorder. And we turned those into a Strang Report podcast. And that gave me the idea. So this format's a little bit different. And right after a word from our sponsor, we'll come back and I'll explain a little bit more about what you'll hear from Jim Baker.
Our sponsor for this podcast is Dave Williams Ministries. You know, Dave is a teacher and coach to successful leaders for over 30 years. I've had the privilege of interviewing him in my podcast, Green Lines, and I found him to be a fascinating leader with much to offer. He has a wealth of experience from leading a megachurch. Best-selling series titled Creating Your New Reality will help you overcome your present circumstances and help you tap into God's reality. Here's some topics you can expect to find. Creating your reality with your own words, setting the direction for your future, manifesting success and wealth, and you can even get a free audio session at davewilliams.com/new reality. Here it is again, davewilliams.com/new reality. Now let's join the podcast.
Welcome back to the Strang Report. In just a minute, you're going to hear Jim Baker. This was live, it was unrehearsed, and it's very genuine. And I actually wrote my Strang Report newsletter about this. I just wanted to share with people that this is just sort of the real Jim Baker. I know that has a lot of critics. Of course, he's made a lot of mistakes. In fact, his book was titled, I Was Wrong. But God has really done something in his heart. And I believe that you'll hear that where he talks about the people that worked with him at PTL and how that scandal affected them and how people worked with him behind the scenes. He was actually kind of pitching me on doing a story on it. That's how it started. And then he talks about Lori's house. He talks about studying the book of Daniel and Revelation. You'll hear all this. And so now let's just pick up with Jim Baker at Morningside.
Television is the greatest picture of the body of Christ that there is. You can't go on by yourself. I can't go on that screen. I have to have a director there. I have to have camera people there. I have to have audio there. And one of them can screw it up, but they all working together. Teamwork does make the dream work, but it's that teamwork. And it has to be every single day. And it's the greatest example of the body of Christ that I don't think people understand totally what it takes, because we peacocks get out there and we're on the screen, you know, where the people that are faithful. And at PTL, the most horrible misjustice is what happened to my staff, my 3,000 people that work for me. They were the best team in the world. They didn't deserve my failure or the crash, the destruction. Because all those lives, why didn't people that helped bring me down, why didn't they think of, they were bringing down all those people. They were bringing down millions of Americans. America will never be the same. And that's my biggest pain. But I had the best staff in the world. At PTO, I had the best. I mean, it was an amazing thing. It was a miracle. And people loved to go there. But it was that team. It was that teamwork. that makes the dream work. And I'm finally, for the first time in the last few weeks, my dream is back.
And what made that happen?
Harmony and unity came. We had people that, a couple of people had just so discord, and we didn't even realize to what extent. Even divided Mr. Crawford and myself. And he was the man who stood with me and put up his money to help me build all this in the beginning. And it was, everybody here made up their mind, we were not going to have disharmony anymore. God hates division. God hates discord among the brethren. And I don't know what happened. I know it's so many things. And it's like the girls' home was like the biggest battle we've ever fought. And Lori told me, she said, if you build the Lori's house, it's going to be very difficult. The devil will fight you. The devil loves abortion. He can't create. So what he does is he kills the creation. We've had, by the figures we have come to believe, there's 70 million dead babies because of abortion in America. And God, he's the creator. And I think the greatest insult to God is we kill his creation. And I think that's what's judging America. That's what's going to bring America down. Mm-hmm. I totally believe it. I know there's a lot of preachers who think I'm wacky, and that's fine. I'm old. I don't have anything to prove. But I spent 5 years in the prison studying every word of Revelation, Daniel, the whole Bible, really. But then I focus on, and I know God's judgment. I know what's coming. If you know his word, you know God's judgment is going to come. And America cannot ban Bible reading, ban prayer. And we get so used to hearing that and saying that, you say, oh, I don't want to hear that anymore. But it's in the face of God. What was it? Oklahoma just took the Ten Commandments last week out of their capital. I mean, we studied the news. You see, people are, why do we study the news? Why are we into the news? It's events. It's not news. It's the events. It's what Revelation teaches us. What does the whole Bible teach us? What does he say will happen? And he said you can discern, you know, the sky and the sun and the moon. You can discern all this. Why can't you discern the times? But yet there's a lot of people in the ministry today, they don't want to discern the times we're in. Because if you discern the times, like Rabbi, I believe, is one of the most important voices in the world today. And he has warned America, judgment's coming. And it's coming. It's coming. It's coming beyond anything. Man, I've read it. Jesus said there will be a time when there'll be no food to eat. He goes on and says, all these things, and earthquakes in many places, all of them. And I believe the word. I think the best word in the Bible to describe you and me is believer. Not being born again, not being a Christian. Christian was almost like a slang word saying you blankety blank. Christians, you know, they were called Christians because of followers of Christ. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe every word of the Bible. And if they kill me, they kill me. But I'm not going to stop preaching it. I'm not going to stop preaching what I'm preaching. I'm not going to stop getting people prepared. Because I believe perilous times are coming. He said it. I believe everything he said. And I'm just out here in the hills being a believer. Faith without works is dead. So if you're a believer, you just do it. I asked God a while back, I said, why in the world do you keep using me? He said, because you believe me and you do what I say. I'm not good. I'm a believer. That's all. That's all. And I love him.
I was touched by the time I spent with Jim Baker. I recorded it, as I explained before. I wanted to share it with my podcast listeners. I hope that you are as touched as much as I was, and that you could see that God has really done something in Jim Baker's heart. There's only one Jim Baker. Hopefully none of us will ever have to go through losing everything like he did. But I think we can be inspired that no matter how bad things get, that God is a God of a second chance. He gave Jim Baker a second chance, and I think that he has built a tremendous ministry there. I was very touched and honored to be there with him, and I hope that you benefited and you learned something from this podcast with Jim Baker.
This podcast is brought to you by Dave Williams Ministries. You can find his website, davewilliams.com, New Reality. Listen to his best-selling series, Creating Your New Reality. Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.